Reporting local news, this is Wayne Okruzi. The Board of Marshall County Commissioners met in regular session on Monday, conducting routine business. A group of county citizens met with the commission to discuss the remodel of the building that the county rents for the Frankfort Nutrition site. It was moved and seconded to commit $26,360 to remodel the kitchen of the building that houses the Frankfort Nutrition site. The money will not be issued to the Frankfort Care Home until the funds are secured for the entire project and a construction start and end dates are given. Joyce Hollenbeck, age 78 of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service will be Saturday at 10:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Visitation will be Friday from noon to 8, with family receiving friends from 6 to 8 at Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. In charge of arrangements for Joyce Hollenbeck. Services for Bob Potter, who passed away February 4th, will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Marysville Cemetery. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Okruzi.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, lemon pepper fish, a muffin, baked potato, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce. Monday, pulled pork, beans, cucumbers and onions, and fruit cocktail.
The Marysville Chamber of Commerce and AT&T invite you to their annual legislative forum with Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Sharon Schwartz on Saturday at Marysville City Hall. Coffee and rolls will be served at 9, with the forum starting at 9:30. There will be updates from the legislators and time for question and answers at the legislative forum this Saturday at City Hall.
The Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville announces their winter sale Wednesday through Saturday, March 16th through the 19th. All bags of clothes are one-half price. Wednesday and Thursday, 9 to 4, Friday, 9 to 3, and Saturday from 9 to 1. Sale only includes winter clothes, with all bags of clothes half price, Wednesday through Saturday, at the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville.
That's right, it's Lent. You know what that means. That means it's Fried Fish Fridays at St. Gregory's Parish Hall. You'll enjoy fresh fried fish, scallop, potatoes, veggies, rolls, even dessert. Fridays during Lent from 5 to 7 at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville. I'll see you there.
KNDY Station Manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5, including national news from ABC. State news, both Kansas and Nebraska, from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a cold frontal boundary continues to sag southward for today, do have a slight chance for a mixture of rain and some light snow flurries early in the day. Those high temperatures working up into the middle to upper 40s by this afternoon. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies will drop back to lows in the middle part of the 20s. For the day on Saturday, some sunshine to start, a slight chance for some afternoon showers, but expecting dry conditions looking at the day on Sunday as well, some milder temperatures, upper 40s near 50 by Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, do have a slight chance for some showers early on, could mix with some light snow showers before ending, highs in the upper 40s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 24. At least some partial sunshine for your Saturday, a slight chance for some rain into the afternoon in 46. Sunday, sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Prepare ye to be inspired by songs of friendship, loyalty, and love. Songs based on the Gospel of Matthew. In Concert, Godspell on Palm Sunday, with performances at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. An eclectic blend of songs tells the story of Jesus' life. In Concert, Godspell is sponsored by the Marysville Area Community Theater, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, and Landmark Enterprises Incorporated. Admission is free.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. CDL required, and you must pass the drug test. They offer vacation pay and holiday pay. Call or stop by Marysville Ready Mix, 562-3418. Now hiring a full-time truck driver at Marysville Ready Mix.
At Landall Lanes, you usually hear things like strike, kingpin, headpin, or frame. But on Saturday night, from 8 until midnight, you'll hear the sounds of Linda Ronstadt, Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, and Johnny Cash. It's time for karaoke with Cowboy Roy. Come out to Landall Lanes on Saturday night and let your voice be heard.
Join the Pony Express Partnership for Children Saturday, April 2nd for their Fool's Day Family Fun Run, a family-friendly 5K and one-mile walk run followed by a light meal. The run begins April 2nd at 3 p.m. Registration deadline to have a shirt the day of the run is Saturday, March 19th. $25 entry fee includes the run. Kids 12 and under run free. Additional meal tickets are available. For details and pre-registration, call Kelly at 747-6584. The Pony Express Partnership for Children. Fool's Day Family Fun Run, Saturday, April 2nd. Again, for details, call Kelly at 747-6584.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Just in at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As spring approaches, USDA reminding producers to keep conservation compliance in mind before making any major land use changes in farming and ranching operations. Being out of compliance could put USDA conservation program benefits and federal crop insurance premium subsidies in jeopardy. Conservation compliance refers to USDA requirements that highly erodible land be farmed in a manner that minimizes soil erosion. This could include practicing no-till or planting cover crops. Conservation compliance also prohibits the conversion of wetlands or planting agriculture commodities on a converted wetland. Converting a wetland may include the removal of trees, installing new drainage, or modifying existing drainage areas. The Farm Bill continues the requirement that producers adhere to conservation compliance guidelines in order to be eligible for most programs administered by the Farm Service Agency and the National Resource Conservation Service. This includes the new price and revenue protection programs, the Conservation Reserve Program, Livestock Disaster Assistance Program, and market assisted loans implemented by the FSA. Also included, conservation programs like EQIP and the Conservation Stewardship Program administered by the NRCS. And laws designed to prohibit hidden camera filming substantially reduces trust in agriculture by U.S. consumers. Research at the University of British Columbia say the so-called ag gag laws that criminalize secret recordings and obtaining employment under false pretenses more likely to breed suspicion of farmers than to shield their public image. Among participants asked to read the explanation of such laws, the trust rating for farmers was about 20% lower than for a control group that read a generic description of hay. The study authors say people are likely to be left with bad taste in their mouth when made aware of those laws. The decline in trust was noted across multiple demographics regarding a political ideology or area of residence. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24/7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
Administration aims to stop the overuse of antibiotics. Toby Ferguson of the Maryland Farm Bureau took part in a panel this week on antibiotic resistance in Washington, D.C. The show pig producer says new guidance taking effect January 1st, 2017 will do away with doubts over antibiotics.
People that sit there and say there's overuse and misuse of antibiotics, this new guidance is literally going to take that off the shelf, because under the new guidance that's coming into place, I have to get a prescription from my veterinarian. My veterinarian's going to be very specific on its use and only give me a prescription long enough to go the intended use. So I can't overuse it.
He says responsible antibiotic use is critical to the health of animals.
A lot of farmers, particularly myself, I'm very restrictive on how I use those because I don't want to create any resistance in my herd. So this season, let's say I use a specific antibiotic my veterinarian prescribes to me. Next year, I'll request a different one.
The new antibiotic regulations take effect January 1st, 2017. Taking a look at soil temperatures across the region, we are stuck in the upper 30s. In most of the state of Nebraska this morning, the exception are those counties that border Kansas, where the 4-inch soil temperature this morning is running 40 and 41 degrees. Far northwestern Kansas and north central Kansas, same story, 41, 42, 43 degrees. The bulk of Kansas checks in this morning at 47 and 48 degrees, as does most of Oklahoma. 48, 49 degrees for the most part across Oklahoma as far as soil temperatures go, except for the Panhandle, where those soil temperatures are holding solidly around 45 degrees. Ag News, soil temperatures from Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. It's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Hey farmers, do you have too many things to do and not enough time in the day to get them all done? Hire a professional CropQuest agronomist to help you stay ahead of the game. Our crop consultants are trained on all of the latest product updates and will keep you on track by giving you recommendations for those time-consuming decisions. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to 2-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease, and a right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewinberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Let's take a peek into the crystal ball and see what the future holds for ethanol after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Let's bring in the crystal ball and polish it up a little bit and ask Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services to take a peek and tell us what he sees for ethanol production and the export of that product.
I think the global demand for ethanol and the global demand for ethanol byproducts, primarily the DDGs, that has been a very strong part of the component to ethanol plant profitability the last few years, but we're noting a slowdown there with China trying to rid itself of large surpluses of corn there within the country, which is diminishing their appetite for DDGs right now. I think the ethanol industry is quite excited about the prospects of exports of ethanol in the years ahead. As you mentioned, with the kind of a stagnant overall fuel demand here in the U.S. the last few years, we're going to need those exports to continue to maintain strong production in the ethanol industry in the years ahead. And so it'll be interesting to watch, but I know that from what I can tell, the ethanol industry has high hopes right now for building and furthering their export markets.
While we're on the subject of energy and noting how low the price of crude oil has been and no immediate recovery expected there, has that trading impacted the ag commodity markets?
I believe that's undoubtedly the case. It's certainly a very big component in overall commodity price levels. And from my perspective, until we get the crude oil market stabilized and it stops this free fall that we're in, it's going to be hard to justify major rallies in most other commodity categories.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services. And how are producers reacting to this bear market? Are they focusing on better marketing techniques or just trying to hold down costs, or both?
I think producers are more attuned to marketing. Over the years, I've watched producers become much more involved in marketing and interested in marketing. Unfortunately, we're in a time right now where price levels are below the cost of production into our second year of that type of an environment right now. It's going to cause financial stress. Highly leveraged operators are feeling it now, and we're seeing the results of that. This fall, there were a number of issues springing up across areas. It'll start to become more of a factor if prices stay below cost here another year. You'll start to see more cracks in the financials and in many situations. I think it's going to take a sharp pencil, and I hear a lot of producers talking about ways, how can we cut costs? How can we do things that keep our costs down in this environment? And I think that's going to be the primary focus.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
Our good life in Nebraska and America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. Because of that, we can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. And we are investing in agriculture.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fred Van Fleet and Ron Baker combined for 29 points as Wichita State's swarming defense did the rest as the Shockers beat Arizona 65-55 last night in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Shockers forced 19 turnovers as they converted into 22 points and snared 9 steals. The Shockers will face third seed Miami on Saturday. Svi Mykolaik scored a career-high 23 points as top-seeded Kansas throttled Austin Peay 105-79 yesterday in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Landon Lucas scored 16 points for the Jayhawks. Kansas jumped ahead by 20 points at halftime and cruised to its 10th straight win in an NCAA tournament opener. Kansas will face 9th-seeded Connecticut in the second round on Saturday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Kendrys Morales hit his first home run this spring, helping the Kansas City Royals to a 5-1 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. Morales hit a two-run shot off of Dodgers left-hander J.P. Howell over the left field in a 4-run fifth inning. Morales also singled off the first Dodger left-hander Alex Wood, who gave up one run on 4 hits in 3 innings in his second spring start. Royals right-hander Chris Medlin worked for 4 innings in his third spring start, giving up one run on 3 hits and striking out 4. In NBA action, Charlotte Hornets rallied from a 15-point first-half deficit to beat the Miami Heat 109-106. The Chicago Bulls beat the Brooklyn Nets 118-102. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Portland Trail Blazers 118-110. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Denver Nuggets 116-98, and Washington continued its late season playoff push by beating Philadelphia 99-94. I'm Stephanie Austin.